The fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the Care of the Electric Body of Horses and Other Four-Legged Friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the bodysuits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello there. It's a wonderful day. This is the Balanced Horse Project radio show. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And this program is really an amazing accomplishment. It's put together through the Dream Vision 7 radio network, and it's broadcast live through 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston, located on the beautiful Marina Bay. To learn more about this program and other shows and our affiliate stations, go to dreamvision7radio.com, and at that site you'll find lots of interesting things to fill your day. Now, many of you know me because I've had this radio show for, a couple of months now, and I thought after talking all the time, I would invite people today to call in. So if you have any questions or contributions to the ideas I'm presenting about whether we're part of a conspiracy or not, you can give the station a call. The number is 866-338-9663. And I'll wait for you to go and get a pencil and paper so you can write it down. I'll repeat this in a minute. A lot of you know that I work with animals and that I have a website. It's called thebalancedhorseproject.net. And I have to say thank you very much to everybody who has written in with the positive words. And there is a couple of things that I would get you to write down when you got your paper and pen. First of all, I'm going to repeat the station's number again. It's 866-338-9663. And for those of you who don't have the ability to get on a computer and you want to call, if you want to set up a consultation or you have questions that need answering, you can get in touch with me directly by calling 334-718-7806. That's not for the radio show. That's for later or if you ever have problems and you're looking for help. So today I also would like to send out a big thank you to one of my listeners, Fern in Tallahassee, and she sent me an amazing place for people to go and check out some of the references that I'm talking about, both in my past show, and it will correlate to what I'm speaking about today. If you can write down Dr. Hubert, it's H-U-B-E-R, and G-M-O, and when you can go to a computer, type that in under YouTube. So go to YouTube, Dr. Hubert, H-U-B-E-R, G-M-O, and you'll find a couple of interviews done. The ones that you should pay attention to are marked part one and part two. Anybody who eats food or anybody who feeds an animal needs to go to these interview segments with Dr. Marcola and Dr. Hubert. And don't worry about the scientific stuff. Listen to what they're saying because they will simplify it. And it is important to understand what they're saying, and maybe we could get together and motivate some change in the labeling of our food so we know what we're eating. So today I am talking about whether we are part of a conspiracy. Now, I'm not a conspiracy fan, okay? I'm actually very skeptical. But when I'm doing all this research, things keep crossing my path, and I'm wondering why am I running into all these little roadblocks and why am I starting to see animals' health decrease, and then I'm starting to see people change. And so it caused me to cross-reference in my notes, and I started to see some patterns. Well, we all know that, well, I shouldn't say we all know, I'm assuming you all know that we are not only a physical person, okay, living in a physical world, but we're actually a conductive body that houses a large amount of energy. And that energy needs to flow through our bodies just like electricity going through an electrical wire. And if that wire doesn't have the right width or can't move the electrical charge through the wire quickly enough, the wire gets hot, and sometimes you have a fire, and that's not really all that good. Well, our bodies are very much like that. We move a huge amount of energy. And when our bodies don't have the ability to carry that electrical charge or that frequency from the universe through all the cells in our body at the correct speed, we start to break down on a cellular level. And a lot of medical people will shake their heads and go, huh? But it is a fact that the energy will start to degrade, and it creates or contributes to the buildup, say, of lactic acid or uric acid, which tightens up our muscles. If our digestive tract isn't balanced correctly, we can start to see all kinds of internal breakdown in the tissue or membrane in the digestive system. So why am I talking to you about the energy flowing through our body? Well, I got kind of pulled into the conversation. I'm researching this because of the Balanced Horse Project and really trying to find out how to keep animals so that we can change their body and how it's conducting the energy of the universe or environmental influences. And unfortunately, for people who don't understand horses, I'll just go through this real quickly. There's a really nasty condition called EPM, and that's equine protozoa myelitis. And equine protozoa myelitis is a problem that's really started to manifest in severe states of the population, mostly in race horses, performance horses, in the 1988 and forward. So growing up, I never heard about this disease. What happens is there's a protozoa that's found in your digestive tract. And it's found in the digestive tract of every living mammal. It needs to be there. It helps our bodies. But somehow that protozoa is getting into the bloodstream of the horse. And it would float around in the body and find where there's damaged places in the muscle, where there's a nerve ending. And this protozoa goes into the nerve ending and starts to eat the insulation around the nerve. That's called myelin, a myelin sheath. And if this protozoa is allowed to be in the bloodstream and munching its way up the nerve, it gets into the spinal cord and eventually into the brain. And there it starts to cause all kinds of symptoms. It will range from sore muscles to paralysis. And when we get into real bad brain infections, the animals actually lose their ability to walk and stand up. And sadly, their lives are put in jeopardy and usually euthanized. So from the very beginning of my curious trek through the Balanced Horse Project, this was one of the issues I couldn't understand. How did all of a sudden we get this syndrome or disease called EPM? And as I've been doing my references to pull my research together to make it sound logical, I discover that we have this GMO issue going on. So GMOs, I spoke on it on an earlier program. I think it's in October, if you want to go back and reference that, on the Dream Vision 7 network website. So it's dreamvision7.com or at the balancedhorseproject.net. You will find a whole show devoted to GMOs. The interesting thing is that GMOs actually cause ulcerations of the digestive tract of your animal. And that's how that protozoa is getting into the bloodstream. At least that's my supportive series, and it's also based on ideas that were promoted by Lindsay McLean of Vita Royal and Environmental Health Connections, and Dr. Marvin Kane, who's an acupuncturist here in the United States. So here we go. Now we have the proving that what people were seeing earlier can now be documented, and maybe we have found the source of how that protozoa is getting into the bloodstream. Now, if you don't have horses and you say, oh, well, what's that got to do with conspiracy and me? Well, if you have anybody who is suffering from lupus, MS, chronic fatigue, and maybe even autism, I would strongly suggest you start looking at your GMO foods. There's a lot of strong cross-references between EPM and herpes, EPM in horses, and the MS and the human conflicts of lupus, etc. So if the horse's stomachs and their linings are ulcerated, and that's how that protozoa is getting into the bloodstream, that same protozoa has been found in the blood of people with autoimmune diseases. So you might want to start to look into your food sources. So conspiracy. I still haven't got to explain the conspiracy part. Well, also in the GMOs, they are sprayed with a chemical called Roundup, which is sometimes used to kill the weeds in the front lawn of your house. Okay, well, they spray that on your canola oil, your soya beans. If you have animals, livestock, your alfalfa, so the little pellets you're feeding your rabbits and your guinea pigs is based on alfalfa. Those things are based on GMOs. And what happens is this Roundup or glyphosate stops the plant from actually absorbing the minerals it needs. And these minerals have a positive charge. So things like copper and iron and manganese and zinc and calcium, not that calcium's a mineral, those things all have a positive charge. And this herbicide Roundup stops the plant from taking up a lot of those minerals. But you would have, say, a beautiful corn plant that's genetically altered, and they spray it, and the corn comes out, and it goes to your grocery store, and it looks yummy good, but it really doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it. And we need those nutrients in our bodies so that we can conduct electricity, because we are conductive. We're like big balloons of water. And some salt and a couple other minerals in there, and we absorb the energy from our environment and our cell phones and our microwaves, but we'll leave that for another show. Okay, so when our bodies are really balanced and our pH level is really balanced, that's what pH is talking about, is where our body is in a state of balance between acid and base, or positive and negative charges. So when we're in balance, we are in tune. We function very well. Our brains work better, our bodies work better, and we get over diseases and accidents. We repair our bodies. So that is something really important to understand, that two-thirds of the processed food that is sitting on the grocery store shelves in the United States is based on genetically modified food, which doesn't carry the correct balance of minerals to support a healthy, conductive body. That's important for you to remember. So now we have a conspiracy going on, a serendipitous thing happening in the world. I don't know. But when we start to look at the facts and the dates, there's some correlation between the introduction of genetically modified food and what has been put together by the World Health Organization. these things all are interesting to relate back to, and I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes. But if you're interested in calling in, you can get in touch with the radio station. Aaron is the engineer. If you'll talk to him, the number is 866-338-9663. And we are going to have a great time. I have a lot more of these conspiracy ideas to promote to you, and they're based on the World Health Organization. And are they working with the corporations to interfere with our ability as energetic beings to survive and do well? So I hope that this will keep you thinking. And you get to get your fingers on the phone and give us a shout. I don't know where we're going from here. I guess my timer is out, so I'll just keep going then. I've been up in the barn all day, and it's been fun. I've had people from Arkansas. I live in Alabama, and these Arkansas people drove in last night, and they ended up leaving this morning at 5 to take their horses down Ocala. Somehow, I think they're trying to get away from a little bit of the cool weather in Arkansas. And I'm going to be heading up into the Toronto area in the first week of February. So feel sorry for me, folks. I'll have to put my winter coat on. I'm sitting here today in a turtleneck sweater and actually rather warm. So it's been a very interesting transition for the season. Hey, Margo, how are you? Margo? Okay. Hey, Margo. I don't know. I'll wait for you to come back. We're just working through some challenges here, so give us a moment. We'll be speaking with you. So I guess I'll just go forward with the conversation. If any of you have heard about the Codex Alimentarius, it's a very interesting document, and it was released or considered by the World Health Organization and brought forward in 1963. And the first patent for the use of Roundup or glycophosphate was issued in 1963. So we have the World Health Organization is putting out an intent across the world to actually go in and start to define a standardization process for our vitamins, our minerals, our herbal remedies, things that we currently can buy off the shelf here in the United States. And what happens to our food sources? What is going to happen if that happens to come here and say you can no longer go to the health food store and buy your vitamins? You can no longer go and get minerals for your pets because now they're going to be considered under governmental control. And yes, standardization is good. But standardization of just the biochemical content of the mineral or the vitamin isn't sufficient. I think that the idea of the conductivity is also important. So I'm just going to take a break, and we'll hopefully come back, and Margo will be on the line.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website, thebalancedhorseproject.net, and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project. You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight and, unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806. Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, I'm back again. It's Patricia Cleveland, and this is the Balanced Horse Project radio show. Welcome back. You're listening to us on the Dream Vision 7 radio network, and it's broadcast live through the 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston. And before I go on, I just thought I'd let you know, if you are anywhere near Montgomery, Alabama, which is in the middle of the state, basically, on January the 21st and 22nd, we are having our horse fair. It's the 18th annual Alabama Horse Fair, and it's held at the Garrett Coliseum, and we are having some really amazing people show up. First of all, we've got the Alabama State 4-H winners coming in, and they're there to help introduce other kids to the ideas that they can achieve things with their animals. We have adult entertainment there, which includes The RFD TV star, Tommy Garland, which he's an amazing horseman. He won the Equine Extravaganza Trainers Challenge. So if you are interested in horses, you don't have to own one and you don't have to really like them, but there are some amazing things that these people can do with horses. Craig Cameron also is showing up. Now, Craig, he's a professional horseman. He's been around horses all his life, and he's the winner of the Road to the Horse. So these are two of the top trainers that are currently available for people that work with animals. So show up. They have also demonstrations with the drill team. They have a dressage demonstration, and they also have puissance, which is a high jumping demonstration. So please come on over to Montgomery, Alabama on January the 21st and 22nd. The admission is only $10 for the day, and you can bring your children. If they're under six, they get in free. If you need to go and find more information on the internet, you will look up the alabamahorsecouncil.org, or their phone number is 205-678-2882. Okay, 205-678-2882. Hope you go and attend. It's a great time. I've been there a couple of times and had fun. Okay, so we got the business done and we're back to the program. I think we have Margo on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Margo?
Hi. Yeah, I'm Margo from Boston, and we have Gracie's Mission, which helps people with their animals. We finance people with low income that give their animal alternative treatment, whether it be acupuncture, some of the chiropractor, or different things. And I was wondering, if you have this problem going on, is there any way of counteracting it with an alternative treatment?
What I've been able to discern from my holistic vets, and also in the interview that was I was speaking about on the YouTube with Dr. Hubert, they're saying that if you can go to the organic source of food, that it tends to take away this they're calling it an allergic reaction, the inside of the digestive tract of the animal. And so if you remove the GMO-based food from the animal's feed, that it helps to resolve the body's rejection or the allergic response, and that these ulcerations will start to self-resolve. The other thing that you can do is you can really work on using different agents. Now, this is what I've been doing with my own animals, and I don't want to really sound like I'm giving veterinary advice, but this is just my own experiences. I have shopped around and found minerals or different compounds that I can introduce to their diet that really help to alkalize the digestive tract, and that actually helps to heal or soothe any kind of lesions that they're struggling with. It's a hard thing to do, is to heal an animal from the inside out. If you go to the vet, they do have ulcer medication for your animals, which is really, really effective as well. But the first thing is to look at why the animal has the ulcer, has the lesion in the intestinal or into the digestive tract. And what I'm discussing here in this research, the research papers that I've run across, they're really stating, they're finding this in all animals. It's across the board. And so you can try to look at the pH or how to realkalize a super acidic digestive tract. Now, they have to have some acid in there to break down their food, but you could use probiotics or some types of minerals like a calcium, or go and talk to your vet and see what they have on their shelves. I can just tell you from I work in the horses, and so that's basically what I've learned by doing my own research.
Right.
And you know, it's not just the sores in the stomach that's of concern, but those sores create an emotional reaction, a painful state, and it does cause a change in the animal's behavior and personality. And so we may not, when we're working with animals, that may be challenged as far as their interaction, their ability to stand still or focus on what we're asking them to do. Maybe it's because they aren't feeling very good. Maybe there's some type of pain that's inside of their body. The research, one part of the research paper I read, suggested that they did a comparison between these lab rats that were just fed normal food and lab rats that were given genetically modified food. And what they found was the lab rat that was eating normal good food, you could pick them up and handle them just like a cat or a dog. They were really quite sociable. And the rats that were fed the GMO-based food were very aggressive, unsettled. They couldn't work with each other in a community, so they weren't social. They had a hard time staying still. So there was something going on with the rats that were eating the GMO food. And just from my perspective, this is not scientifically a statement here, it is a personal perspective, is when I get on a horse and I know that horse is not feeling good inside, their manure may be runny and have a terrible smell, that tells me that their digestive tract is under stress. Now I get on that horse, I'm going to have a heck of a hard time because he's not going to want to carry me and he's not going to want to be athletic because his insides hurt every time he moves. And maybe that's something when we're working with our dogs and our cats, because the kibble that we are asked to feed them right now is basically a grain that's, you know, chewed up and sprayed with oil and, you know, flavoring, and it's genetically modified corn. And we're feeding that to our animals, and it's not labeled on the package, and there's no legal requirement for labeling to be put there so that we have a choice to decide whether we're going to feed something that is complete in its nutrition because it's a natural thing, or something that has been altered and doesn't have the right nutrition and is obviously demonstrating allergic reactions in the digestive tracts of all animals. That's kind of cool to know, isn't it? Okay, well, bye, Margo. it's these things, all these factors are coming together. And now I was talking about the World Health Organization, and they're setting up this program. It's been going on for a long time, and it's been established in a lot of countries. And I think the United States is one of the last holdouts on adopting the Codex Alimentarius. And it's something to really be aware of because they keep trying to put these ideas into the U.S. Rules and regulations about food. And when I was over in Australia, they had accepted the Codex Alimentarius. This was a couple of years ago. And I remember standing inside a health food store and watching the officials come in with shopping carts and literally taking bottles of supplements off the shelves because they had to be tested and standardized. And while I was there, I think I was out in Alice Springs at the time, and I heard on the radio that echinacea has absolutely no value for your immune system. Meanwhile, I've been taking echinacea to keep my immunity up because I was traveling internationally and stressing my body, and now I'm standing and going, it doesn't have any value. How does that work? So there's all this confusion. So I'm not against standardizing something, but I'm really concerned about allowing control of our supplementation to go under really strict licensing and perhaps becoming medicine and being prescribed. Some of the stuff, this echinacea that I was using, I bought while I was in Canada. The same bottle when I went to Germany cost $53 U.S. dollars for a 2.5 ounce bottle. While I was in Canada, I bought it for a whole $6. So there's a lot of concern there as far as cost. But my other concern is our vitamins and minerals aren't being taken up by our food sources. And then if they're being regulated and put into an economic control system that increases the cost, how are we going to maintain a state of health? And how are our animals going to stay healthy? So there's a little bit of concern there because it's energetic, it's electric, it has an electrical charge. Who we are has an electrical charge. When a person is not feeling well and you go and you take some minerals, you will start to feel better. If you're a person that sits and you can eat, you know, those lovely little serving portions they have on the back of the box, I don't know, for say noodles or cereal or I don't know, whatever your serving size is, if you actually go and measure that serving size and put it on your plate and eat it, can you survive on that size of that amount of food without being hungry? Most people can't. So when you diet, you're trying to lose weight, and you go, oh, my body's so hungry, I have these cravings, and you're still hungry and you're denying yourself, it comes into question as to why you're still hungry. And there's issues. It could be a parasitic loading. It could be a fungus. Or it could be the fact that the food that you're actually eating doesn't have enough nutrients to satisfy the demands of your body. And so your body is going to say, hey, excuse me, but you need to eat more salt. Well, you go, well, why do I need to eat more salt? Well, maybe it's because your body is missing some type of mineral, could be iodine, but your body is trying to tell you through cravings that you need to pay attention. And from those cravings, if you start to play around with the mineral content, even if you take a vitamin pill, it may reduce the amount of craving that you have. People are just like animals. What is being done with animals and has been done with animals since the 1970s has now come into the human genre. We are being treated the same way our animals are being treated. And it really is concerning. Are we going to go down the same line and accept the fact that if our food resources in this country, in the United States, are open to being genetically manipulated, and our nutritional value in our food is decreasing, and our state of obesity and disease is increasing, and we're told as a population that we need to go out and exercise more, or we need to take better care of ourselves, when the primary source of health care for any mammal is lacking in its content, in its value. So I think, you know, there's all this conversation about the political system and all this concern about the financial collapse or the 2012 or pick a problem. I don't really care. But when you have people that are going to be elected in this country, maybe they should be asked a couple of questions about national security. Is it important for the national security of the country's food source to be effectively protected against corporate interests that are putting our lives at jeopardy? Isn't that a question that should be put up for political review? I'm just hoping that at some point the value of who we are comes into play. So you think about it, and I'll let Aaron take us to break, and I'll be back.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step? step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Songbirds with Dr. Gene Switzer will show us how intelligent pulses continuously flow in and out of us, creating a union between spirit and form, and how we can experience them as code breakers to live in harmony with ourselves and the universe. Part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Songbirds is every second Saturday at 3 p.m.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Tune in for the Spiritually Speaking with Laura Lester Fournier show every second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Each show will highlight a guest and a topic sure to inspire and assist you in connecting with your divine purpose. Remove the barriers and experience more peace, forgiveness, true love, and grace. Tune in. Be inspired. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Project Radio Show, and you're listening to the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and this is a live broadcast on 1510 Boston Revolution. So if you are interested in chatting with us about the conspiracy theory between the GMO food and the World Health Organization's mandate to put the Codex Alimentarius or control standardization of our vitamins and minerals and other food resources, give us a call at 866-338-9663. So, you know, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, well, you know, what's she talking about? I want you to know that I don't take conspiracy theories, like, lightly. I've been watching a cascading decline in the state of health of animals across the board. I don't care if you're talking about dogs or horses or cattle. They're under stress. And then when I look up from what I'm doing with my animals and take a look at people, I see that we're slipping away and changing ourselves. Some people have a hard time sitting still, like ADHD children. What's going on there? All of a sudden we have an increase in autism. We have an increase in diabetes. We have animals who are not able to reproduce anymore. Oh, and let's start taking a look at the human conversation here. We have all these health or fertility clinics popping up all over the place. So it's not just me looking at the animals and saying, hey, there's a problem over here with what we're doing. It's now coming into our daily lives, and it's not affecting just us. It will affect our children. What I've observed with the horses and the cows and the chickens is that the next generation of offspring have more challenges. They have weaker immune systems. They have challenges in, for me, producing foals. It's no longer an easy thing to get a horse pregnant. It's hard. And then once we get them up there, you have to maintain them all the time. So there's something going on. Now, I'm not a person that likes to be negative, so I would like to make some positive suggestions. The first thing is, if you can do it, support your organic food providers. Buy those things that are marked organic or naturally grown. Go to your local farmers and see if you can set up a food program for yourself, your family, your animals. I try to work with my local butcher shop and try to get the bones from the cows or animals that have come in for my dogs, because they need the minerals that come out of the bone marrow. And if that animal has been a grass-fed cow, well, then I'm further ahead, because I know that that is a pretty healthy resource for my animal. You can also go online, and there's going to be a lot of conversation, I'm sure, in supplementation businesses and the multi-level marketing folks on how to balance your pH. There's lots of products. They've been talking about pH levels for, geez, about 40 years. Oh, by the way, we've been looking at genetically modified food for over 40 years. Coincidence? I don't know. But you can look into these different products. Don't be afraid to ask questions. The other thing is, go online. If this is really something that hits home for you, go online and see if you can support a group. I know that Dr. Mercola, it's M-E-R, like Coca-Cola, Cola, okay? He has a website on the net, or you can listen to him speak on YouTube. He is very active in trying to promote the licensing or, sorry, the labeling or identifying the GMO food in our food chain. What happened in Europe when they did this, all the products that were GMO-based were labeled. And the next thing you know, the consumer went, hey, we've done our research. We've gone on the internet. We've gone to the library. We've talked to the veterinarians. We don't want this. We don't want this in our family. We don't want this for our animals. And what happened was the consumer stopped buying it. And when you stop buying it, they stop growing it. And so GMO foods are only grown in 7 countries in the world. And Canada is one, United States is another, Argentina, Portugal, Spain, Paraguay, India. I don't know if I've got them all. I'm just trying to do them off the top of my head. But if you go in and listen to the YouTube conversation, that I've referred to with Dr. Hubert, and listen to part one and listen to part two, you'll get this information and a lot more. These guys were great references in this interview. So here we are, skeptical or not, we are energetic beings in a bodysuit living on a planet. And I'd love you just to take a moment with me and just take a sigh and let all that energy that I just threw at you, whether it's positive or negative, just let it go. Let it sink in. It will hit you as a truth or something that you need to use for yourself, or to let it go as no concern. And as you sit here, I would like you to just say to yourself, I am perfect. I am whole. I am perfect in this moment. And this is the best that I can be today. And when you get up tomorrow, remember to tell yourself how beautiful and how perfect you are. Because when you do this, it changes how you feel about yourself. Whether you are perfect in other people's eyes, all you need to do is understand that you are perfect within yourself at this moment. Regardless of the positive or the negative messages that are swirling around you, just say, it's okay, because inside I am who I'm supposed to be. I satisfy a need. I am here as I am to help, to hold a space, to expand a thought, and to share with others as the person I perfectly am at this moment. As you think about being perfect, I'd also like you to pull in the thought of compassion. And compassion is something that we give to others. But today, I would like you to bring compassion into your heart and to understand that by acknowledging yourself in a state of compassion, you prepare yourself to receive the energy of the perfect you and allow you to heal any wounds, any thoughts of concern, and to bring yourself into a stronger point through holding yourself in compassion. By recognizing yourself in compassion, you are preparing yourself to be a great support for somebody or a situation that will be coming towards you in the near future. So take a deep breath and let it all go. Regardless of whether it's good or bad, it's what it is. Do the best you can with what you've got to work with. Live in the moment and enjoy that. That's what I do every day before I go to the barn. I enjoy myself. I hold myself as best I can. Whether people see me good or bad, that's okay. I accept who I am. Wow. Feel different? I feel much better because I sure don't like talking about upsetting negative things. I do like talking about great things that happen, though. We have horses that come and go here out of the farm. We have animals, dogs that come in here. And I've had some really interesting experiences with paralyzed Great Danes that today, I'm happy to say, are up walking around, a little staggery in their gait. But you know what? They're feeling good enough to think about going chasing squirrels. That, to me, is a great day. Be able to help an animal, help a human. Make everything better for tomorrow. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you've got any comments, send them to the Balanced Horse Project Radio, or sorry, balancedproject.com. Forget all that. It's balancedhorseproject.net. And I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. It's Pat Cleveland. And I'm hoping that you all enjoyed the show. Bye for now.